What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Brett McMurphy is College Football Insider with On3 Sports. I got the privilege to hang out with him a little bit in Vegas last week, and I said, Brett, you got to come on the show next week, and I'm not letting you leave Vegas before you commit. Mm. And he said, fine, man, damn. And he's nice enough to join us now. Brett, what's happening, man? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. I don't remember anything I said in Vegas, so I'll just touch on that. But great to catch up, man.
No, it was like I told people in Memphis, you did promise that Memphis would be getting the Big 12 within the next 6 months. But I guess that was maybe under the influence, perhaps, there in Las Vegas. I don't know.
Well, you do get free drinks if you gamble enough. So I don't recall that conversation, actually. But if you said it, then I said it.
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a gamble, I guess, that Memphis took. And we haven't actually talked to you since that happened. So I do just kind of want to get your perspective, and maybe you could share it for our audience here. I feel like this is probably the seventh time we've had you on asking about the Big 12. But Memphis makes this godfather offer with you know, big figures in terms of sponsorships and money and all those things to the Big 12. And they're ultimately told thanks, but no thanks. It didn't even come to a vote. So how do you square all that? How did it go down? And just give us what you know about that entire situation.
Well, I think it's, you know, a lot of people are like comparing it to the ACC and SMU. Like SMU and even Cal and Stanford, to some extent, were able to financially get their way into that league. And I don't dispute that. But the difference is the ACC had to add additional teams. There was a very real threat that Florida State and or Clemson would be getting out of the league sooner rather than later. Now, obviously, now we know what the new exit fees are for the league. And, yeah, they're going to have – tremendous amount of turnover in the next 4 or 5 years. But they had to get more bodies, if you will. And also they had a clause in their ESPN contract where if they added additional members, the conference would receive the same amount of money per school. So the slice of the pie would not get smaller by adding additional schools. That is not the case with the Big 12. And so if the Big 12 brought in Memphis, even with the $250 million, you know, sponsorship deal or, you know, whatever, however you want to add it up, then they would have to find another school to bring in. And is that school going to agree to that same financial agreement? Can they afford to do that financial agreement? And also, the Big 12 isn't going to lose anybody anytime soon. And look, I'm an Oklahoma State grad, and I'll be the first to say it. The Big 12 is actually in a position of strength, and it's for one simple reason. Nobody, no other conference wants any of our schools. I mean, SEC got Oklahoma and Texas. Those were the only two that had any real value. So for better or for worse, the Big 12 is kind of like the conference of misfit toys. They kind of all stick together because they have nowhere else to go. And so there's really no urgency to add another school as far as the Big 12 is concerned. This is total speculation on my part. I'm not reporting this. I don't have any inside info. But if I'm the Big 12, I'm looking at the landscape of college athletics. And I know in, you know, like I mentioned, 4 or 5 years, the ACC is going to splinter, implode, use whatever adjective you want. And there could be some opportunities to get some current ACC schools perhaps to the Big 12. And so, I'm again, total speculation, I would think the Big 12 would want to wait and see what happens with those as opposed to just jumping the gun and saying taking Memphis right now. Because, again, there's no urgency to do that And then also in 4 or 5 years, we don't know what college athletics is going to look like. I mean, heck, it may be the SEC and the Big Ten and nobody else exists. The SEC and Big Ten could go up to 20 schools. How does that impact everybody? And so I think that's basically a long-winded answer to the Big 12 didn't really need Memphis. And look, I've been honest with you. When you've had me on, I was, you know, told you this in Vegas, and I'll say it on the air. You know, when the Big 12 did their whole song and dance with, you know, basically every school under the sun, back when Bowlesby was commissioner, and I reported that Memphis did not even make the final cut of what was it, 8 or 10 or 12 schools or whatever. You know, you guys had the university president and everybody else, you know, basically saying that my report was inaccurate. I was full of, you know, what and all that stuff. Well, sorry, but that was the truth. So for whatever reason, Memphis does not have what the Big 12 desires. I'm not saying that makes Memphis a poor choice or the Big 12 is dumb in this whole thing. I'm just saying for whatever reason in the past, the Big 12 has not been attracted to Memphis. Will that change down the road? Anything's possible. But that basically kind of summarizes kind of what's happened in the past. What, as much as I know with what went on with the $250 million offer and maybe kind of a little peek ahead to the future.
I think knowing now your sort of history, and I'm speaking of Memphis, not you, the history that you've got, and to your point, what you reported was right, that Memphis wasn't even in line then. If you are Bill Hargrave, the president now, and you're meeting for 14 months with them, right? At least that was the report, that you're doing your due diligence and you're meeting with those presidents and you're trying to see. But you know your history. They haven't needed you. Frankly, they don't care for you. You'd think a smart guy like Hargrave, right, could figure it out in 14 months. So I'm what I'm getting to, Brett, I think is where we're all at. We haven't been able to ask Memphis this side of it, is why make the offer, right, knowing the history, unless you're feeling like, no, you know what, we're getting some traction here. This feels different because whether it's Hargrave or it's Ed Scott, those guys are smart men. They know the history. They know the Big 12. Hell, they might just wait on, as you said, the ACC to blow up. Why make the offer unless you thought you were a little bit further down the road? That's the part I'm still trying to understand, Brett.
Again, you know, I haven't asked people that I trust that specific question.
Yep.
But just knowing how this stuff works, and for lack of a better analogy, I'll give you a bad analogy. It's kind of like, you know, you want to ask a girl for the prom, and she kind of just doesn't really say yes, but she doesn't say no, and you keep, you know, keeps building up, and then finally, like, can you go to the prom? And she's like, I don't think so. So, you know, again, bad analogy, but, you know, obviously Memphis is not going to continue to work on this and deal with it if they were told, no, you have no chance by the Big 12. I mean, that's obvious. Right. So the Big 12 didn't tell them no until it got to the point where, you know, the news started to get out, and then, you know, a decision had to be made by the Big 12 one way or the other. And then I do think, obviously if you talk that long, certainly the Big 12 is listening. But just because they're listening doesn't automatically mean they're going to add somebody.
Well, clearly.
But I think one of the challenges for Memphis for this, which are different from last time when they did the whole song and dance and then ultimately didn't invite anybody, is that they would have to bring in another school. And if they were okay with Memphis, there's really no one else out there that they could have brought along.
I mean, look,
there's a million schools, not anyone that they really would want. So, you know, I'm sure that hurt Memphis's chances too, because you need a dance partner. And all the other options smelled like bad fish.
Yeah. Talking to Brett McMurphy from On Three, nice enough to join us here. I'm not going to hold you to the stake about Memphis much longer. Just one more here. what, if anything, could they do that they control? Like, if you could just sort of pin it down to one thing, like, what does Memphis absolutely have to do? Is there anything that they can do that would make them more attractive to somebody else?
There really isn't, because, again, I think everybody is looking at, whether it's the Big 12, whether it's the ACC, Big 10, SEC, all those schools, all those conferences. Everyone's waiting for the TV deals to expire in 5 or 6 years. And then we're going to see massive conference realignment merry-go-round again. So in the short term, the only thing that Memphis can do to make themselves better, and I'm being sarcastic, but I'm being honest, is over the next 4 years, basically win every freaking game. Because the more games you win, the better you are, the more attractive you are as a potential member. So certainly, one very good example, which Memphis fans can remember, is, I used to cover USF for the Tampa Tribune, and when the ACC was going through their realignment, they needed a football program, and they needed one that was successful. Well, USF was going through a rough stretch there. They had been good. They got up to number two in the country, but they had fallen off a cliff, and they were doing horrible. Well, guess who was the hot team? Louisville. They had gone to the Sugar Bowl with Charlie Strong. They had done all this stuff. The basketball program was coming back. And UConn, on the flip side, their football program had gone in the tank. Louisville got the invite because the ACC needed the best football program at that time after they lost Pitt and Syracuse. So the only thing I really think Memphis can do is continue to build and grow and all that stuff as a university, which is obvious. But the only other thing is to make their football program as attractive as possible. How do you do that? You win the American. You go to the college football playoff. You have continued success on the football field. When you go play SEC teams like Arkansas and Ole Miss, et cetera, you beat those guys. Like, you beat Florida State, but, unfortunately for Memphis, the year you beat Florida State, everybody beat them. So I don't know what that's worth. But that's basically it, John. They just got to win, and win, and get so good that you can't not take them. I mean, how did Cincinnati get in?
It was perfect
because
timing.
Of what they accomplished, yep. Perfect timing. They got hot at the right time. They got in the college football playoff.
Yep.
UCF had a nice run. That's how they got in. BYU in Houston, BYU is more of a national brand. I think that's what got them in. And Houston's in the state of Texas. I think that's what got them in. But they were in a New Year's Six game, which obviously Memphis has done that too. But really, moving forward, whether it's the ACC or Big 12 membership that Memphis is trying to get into, the more success, it's simple, but the more successful the Tigers are in the coming years. No one cares about what happened last year, forget about 5 years ago. No one cares about last year, for that matter. But what they can accomplish over these next 3 or 4 years, I think, can greatly enhance their chances. And on the flip side, it may even hurt them. But look, if you guys want to invite to the Pac-12, I'm sure they're probably talking right now, begging you guys to come on board. But I don't think that makes sense. You make more money in the American. Mm. It's a much better league. But to get in one of the power leagues, win these next few years, take no prisoners, and then force somebody to take you because of how well you've done.
Do you think Ryan Sommerfeld's a guy that can do that for him, Brett? That's the one part. You mentioned losing a beaten Florida State in a year that they're bad, so it doesn't help you. The other unfortunate part about last year was you couldn't get stops against UTSA and Navy in a year you're picked to win the conference. You don't. And so it's been 5 years, and to a point, there's investment now that looks like it's past maybe even the level of Boise State and Tulane, and you still don't have the conference championship. So is it just a matter of hey, one of these years it'll come around for you, or is it a deal where Ryan's got to be better?
Well, I think, yeah, I don't want to just put it on Ryan, but yeah, certainly. I mean, you're picked again. I didn't see the American poll, but in most of the preseason projections, I see you or Tulane picked to win the American. So yeah, at some point, you've got to win the league. I mean, but on the flip side, you've had double-digit wins the last 2 years, but still, you need to take advantage, and you need to win the American. You need to win American. You know, more than 1 year. And I think certainly that will help. You know, Ryan's been there 5 years. You know, we'll see. It looks like, you know, again, I'm 10,000 miles away in Tampa, Florida, so I'm not going to pretend I know the ins and outs of Memphis's football program. But it certainly looks like there is a, you know, trend upwards there. But, you know, again, I know the feeling because when I was at USF would have some very good seasons like Memphis, but they never won the conference championship, and that was a big sticking point for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, we found out, I went on my homework assignment, and I found out that the hot fudge pies that you so fondly remember came from Westies.
Love that place.
You got to get back. You got to get back, man. That's, you know, so you can.
I need an NIL deal with Westies, man. I'll promote them. I'll put that on my tombstone. Best hot fudge pie in America.
That's an interesting angle that I'm sure companies have not explored yet. Space on the tombstone. It lasts forever. It's there forever, I think. So
I'm always ahead of the curve. You know me.
That's right, Brett. You're the best, man. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, you got it, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir. This is Brett Murphy from On Three Sports. Just started there about a week or two ago. So we were talking about, you know, it's just amazing how long he's been around the game and doing it, you know.
On Three's got an absolute stud legend in him.
Yeah. And I also learned he does not have an agent.
Wow.
He was doing all of that negotiating and pursuing on his own, which, you know, guys like who get there usually – like have somebody, you know, but he does not. He never has. He's like, he told me, he's like, I can have these conversations myself. Why do I need to split any of that with an agent? Which is one way to do it, you know. He also said he's like, he knows the people at all these companies, so he can just go directly to them. That will help.
Well,
you
that
know,
helps.
You know, you can just go right. You can cut out the middleman. But great guy,
appreciate
and you know, keeps it a buck about Memphis. You know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. One thing that like. He doesn't really seem to sort of be thinking about, and I don't mean this in a bad way because he's a football guy, but like the basketball part of it, you know, that I think that has to come into the conversation about conference. But, you know, if you don't have an invite, you can't go anywhere. So waiting on that. He could not deliver that for us today.
No.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this up here on a Tuesday. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Charnoff, ESPN.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.